Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:59 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is December 17th. Well, markets are closing down in the US just over 1%. You had a relatively steady day right across Europe, up and down very small percentages, and Asia was relatively quiet as well. So you have the US holding on to the vast majority of its gains that it posted yesterday following that surprise announcement by the Fed of a 75 basis point cut and the pledge that they are going to start buying assets. It does appear that they're already buying long-dated treasury bonds, and the yield on the 30-year is down to 3.3% now, so really quite low. And of course, those mortgage rates on the adjustable rate mortgages are set to the yield on the long bond. So those rates are going to be rolled forward at quite favorable levels next year. I think there are a large number of ARMs being reset. So that is probably one of the aims of the Treasury in buying these. But this is also an accelerating uptrend when you look at that price action. It's almost up to 140. It was actually over 140 at one point today, and closing out the day just below, or well, 139.5. This remains an accelerating uptrend, but it really would need a downward dynamic to check momentum beyond a brief pause. And it remains rivetingly steady in here at the moment, so still attracting a lot of attention, these government bond markets. Of course, the big move has been in the dollar. You have that completed now type 2 top formation where we had seen that loss of momentum, those failed upside breaks, and now we're getting this massive reaction against the prevailing trend. And the dollar index was down very significantly in here today, having peaked out around the 89 level. It's currently sitting at about 78, so fallen a full 10 points in less than 2 weeks, and almost 2 full points in here today. Because of the speed at which it's fallen, and because people were so remarkably bullish of the dollar, I did an interview with a radio station here in Ireland a couple of weeks ago, and in the green room before we were called in for our various pieces of interviews, the other interviewees were chatting, and there was a question put by one of the non-market people as to how long the dollar could continue to rally. And one of the other people's had a throwaway comment that he thought it would be another 6 months. And I thought that was quite key, that the accepted reality was that the dollar would continue to rally. And when we had that loss of momentum, it really was looking like a type 2 top formation, and now we're having this big reaction. The speed with which it has happened means that a lot of people didn't sell out in time, and the sentiment surrounding the currency remains really quite bullish. That does sort of leave open the possibility that we're going to get a relief rally and see some right-hand extension or consolidation, or excuse me, distribution is the proper term, below the high, and see this market trending back down towards the lows that it had put in earlier this year. But we also need to look at this a little bit more, taking a step back, because generally, the currency markets following such big moves, they don't turn around in quick time, and there is a very good chance that we're going to see a prolonged basing for the dollar, and it could potentially even make new lows. Central bankers, of course, are going to be extremely aware of the speed with which the dollar is coming down, and we've had concerted efforts on the interest rate front. And given the concern there is about the state of the global economy and the number of problems that have been well identified across a whole range of commentaries, multilateral intervention to support the dollar if we do continue to see it declining at such a remarkable rate is certainly not out of the question. So, yes, it is coming back and it is more than likely going to go lower in the short to medium term. But as this comes down, beware of when people start to talk about a dollar collapse and a route for the dollar, because that is going to be a clear signal that we're into dangerous territory. But for the moment, certainly coming off quite strongly, and it really would need a clear upward dynamic to tell us that any kind of rally is underway. It remains extremely unlikely that we're going to see the dollar index back above the 88 level anytime in the very near future. And following on from that, we have seen some firm action in the precious metals today. Silver pushed up out of that 2 month range, rounding sort of short term base that we saw over the last 2 months yesterday, and it was up another 71.5 cents today, so it's 11.42. So really quite positive action. Gold was up another $10. It's up above that 850 level now. It's at 868. And while that is still $14 off its high, this is still quite good action in here. Precious metals are best bought following corrections. We can't reiterate that enough. And that is unlikely to change. There, I think it is still quite unlikely that we're going to get consistent rhythmic trends in this type of environment. So precious metals are going to be best bought following corrections, and the while there remains significant room for upside, it is still very much, I think, a trader's environment. The platinum price was also up about $17 today, continues to go sideways broadly between $750 and $900, and the longer, of course, it does that, the greater the explosion that's waiting to happen when it eventually does break upwards. So platinum flatlining, give or take, right now relative to some of those other precious metals, but certainly one to keep an eye on. Looking at some of the other metals, it was pretty positive right across the boards. We had nickel up about 110, coming back up towards that 10,000 level, encountered resistance up there earlier on today and pulled back, but finished out the day in positive territory. You also had zinc up and closing at 1100 in here today. So we're seeing that some of the commodities are reacting well to this weaker dollar, and we're certainly seeing a loss of momentum. That isn't really the case for the oil market, though. Certainly, it has paused above this $40 level and dropped below it intraday here today, and but finishing down the day nearly $3. Of course, $40 was a remarkable psychological level 5 years ago, as we saw the $40 level tested at the beginning of the Iraq War and then broken a couple of years later. Personally, I didn't expect to see oil back at these levels, and it is a natural area where support would begin to come in. But we don't see any compelling evidence that oil is in a base formation development. It remains in a consistent downtrend, which has lost some of its downward momentum, but certainly not enough to shake any of the people who are short out of their positions. And it really needs a clear upward dynamic, and it needs to sustain a move in the $10 region, regardless of the fact that that is a 25% move at current levels. It needs to sustain a move in the region of about $10 on the upside to break the consistent moves on the downside that we've seen. And it will probably take an emphatic move of that magnitude to shake out some of the people who are short and convince some of the people on the sidelines that oil is beginning to find support. And we haven't had any evidence yet that that is about to happen. Although, as we come back towards $40, it really is a potential area where we could begin to find support, given that $40 was the upper side of that long-term base, which extended back for a number of years before this bull market even got started. So, looking at how markets are shaping up, we continue to see that currency markets, the dollar has weakened quite considerably. The yen remains firm against the dollar, but against the euro, the euro has found support and is testing the upper side of its range. So that is an indication that the liquidation of carry trades has at least lost downward momentum, and we are not seeing the same type of liquidation pattern that we've seen already. The rate at which interest rates have come down in the US and the potential for them to fall further in the UK and Europe and a whole host of other countries, the fact that government bond yields are so very low is quite positive for equity markets in the medium term, because you have, as soon as you begin to think of equity markets beyond the panic that continues to grip markets, but looking beyond and into any potential recovery, then they shape up very well against government bond yields at current levels. So there's no competition. Where you have a problem would be if you had surging government bond yields, because then the yield available on sovereign debt really does pose a competitive edge to the risk that could be attached to equity markets. We just don't have that at the moment. And this move for government bonds is broadly supportive of equity markets in the medium term. In the very short term, you're seeing competition for cash, because the sentiment that we have out there right now is favoring holding as much cash as people can get their hands on. And that is helping to keep 3-month yields right down there at rock bottom, and keeping or bringing down these longer dated yields even further. And it wouldn't be at all surprising to see the Treasury, or sorry, the Fed being quite active in purchasing these to pull down those yields for those refixings that we can expect in the adjustable rate mortgages in the US sometime next year. And with that, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.